Louisiana Catholics are excited over the selection of U.S.-born Robert Prevost as the first pope from America. Prevost, a Chicago native who has family roots from Louisiana, records show his grandparents lived in New Orleans' 7th Ward. New Orleans Archbishop Gregory Amon says Leo XIV is not known as a conservative or a liberal, so he sees both sides of the issue, and he's deeply rooted in the teachings of the church. A study shows Louisiana's civil court system is significantly harming the state's economy.
Louisiana has long been known as a judicial hellhole. We're currently ranked number 10 on that dubious list.
That's Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse Watch Executive Director Lena Venable, and she says excessive litigation has led to nearly 40,000 jobs lost, $2.9 billion in lost personal income, and over $240 million in annual state revenue losses. Venable says that until there is comprehensive reform, the ripple effect will continue to impact every sector in the state.
From construction, agriculture, to retail, to finance, we really are seeing these impacts across the board.
I'm Sean Richardson.
On this Mother's Day, make a special effort to check on the mental health of the women who are near and dear to you. Research has shown that 1 in 5 women experience a mental health crisis at some point in their lives. Louisiana Healthcare Connection says the number is likely higher since many cases go untreated due to things like stigma. Dr. Dana Lawson says mental health is a big issue among women.
Women by nature are resilient, we're strong, we are all of those things, but it should never eclipse that we are human, that we feel, and we take on so many burdens.
I'm Jeff Palermo, Tix FM.